Hello, my name is Spencer Creasy, and I'll be interviewing Michael Cavani in my living room in Plano, Texas. Did you like going to school, and why?
I loved going to school. I think people tend to be, or people tend to like things they're good at, and school was always very easy for me. When I was a little kid, I liked going to school because all my friends were there, and when I was older, I liked going to school because I could be near the top of every single class I took.
I see. What are your most vivid memories of school?
Probably the one which has stuck with me the longest in my life for probably about the last 56 years is being a kindergartner it was November in Iowa. We were laying down to take our naps, and the teacher walks in and says, "President Kennedy has been killed. You guys can go home."
That's crazy. Tell me about the person who had the greatest influence on your life.
Two people that had really strong influences on me. One of them, academically, a guy named Dr. Williamson, who I met when I was 18 years old, who told me, "Mike, study hard, make good grades, and you'll never regret it." Then I had a guy that physically, I was trying to qualify for the Ironman triathlon back in 1987, and I was about 30 years old, and this guy was about 55 years old, and we were riding our bicycles. And this guy, we were riding uphill into the wind. I was going pretty fast, and he blew by me like I was standing still. And he was in the best shape of anyone I've ever seen. And he was 25 years older than me. And I thought, when I'm his age, that's what I want to look like.
Well, using that influence, what have you accomplished so far personally and professionally that makes you proudest, and why?
Personal accomplishments are number one. My children. I have three children. They've all gotten through high school on time, through college on time. They've all got professional degrees. They're all very happy, and they're all pursuing their careers and seem to be doing great in life. Professionally, I would say I have successfully gone to law school and started and sold a successful medical practice. I've gone to law school and was successful in law. And now, basically, I am in the finance business and doing very well with that also.
Cool. Share some of the overall important lessons you've learned in life.
No matter what job you do, do it to the absolute best of your ability. If people don't think they can trust you with the small, unimportant jobs, they will never give you the large, very important jobs.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've worked a lot of different jobs in the past, but how did you find your way to your current job?
It was kind of serendipity. My medical career ended when I had a pretty significant neck injury and I was no longer able to be a surgeon. So I had to find something else to do. I decided to go to law school. I did that for a while, but then the legislature of Texas changed the laws for malpractice law and basically put that segment of the law out of business. And I thought to myself, I've never done real estate. And I met an attorney who introduced me to my current partner. And we ended up doing real estate deals together. The takeaway from there is keep your mind open because you never know where you're going to end up in life. Mm-hmm. When I was in high school, I could have never seen myself doing what I'm doing today.
Mm-hmm. And if you could choose any new career, what would you pick?
I wouldn't change at all. I'm very happy with what I'm doing right now. It has the right balance of the amount of work I do, the amount of income I make, the amount of free time I have, and the happiness that I get out of it. I wouldn't change anything.
And which one of your jobs is your favorite?
The one I'm doing right now.
Cool.
For those exact reasons I just described.
Gotcha. And what advice would you give to the future generations?
One of the things that I worry about with the current generation is they seem to be obsessed with themselves. They're constantly taking pictures of themselves and posting pictures of themselves. And I've got some distressing news for them. The majority of the world doesn't care what you just ate for dinner. So get over yourself is what I would say.
I agree. Well, thank you for your time, Mike.
You're welcome.